AT&T has already started offering its video service in Milwaukee. The phone giant runs most of its video signal over modern fiber optic lines. The trouble is you can't just splice these together with the older copper lines that run to most homes. AT&T fixes this by building 5-foot-tall cabinets along city streets to get the different wires to talk. It's not the only way the company could go. The other option would be running fiber optic cables all the way to customers' homes. Madison Mayor Dave Cheslevich says that would be better than building what he calls unsightly graffiti magnets. Standing next to a life-size mock-up of one of the electronic cabinets, he told reporters AT&T is only using these boxes because they're cheaper.
They want to do it the cheapest way possible to see if this service actually works before they would ever make the more sound investment that they should be making. So these things are completely unnecessary. We don't need them.
Cheslevich says cities like his will lose power to regulate where AT&T can build its boxes under a plan now in the Senate. That measure would have the state issue video franchises instead of forcing companies to negotiate deals with each municipality. Jeff Mentoff is a spokesman for AT&T. He says his company uses a mix of fiber, copper, and these boxes because consumers like it best.
Because, number one, the product's great, and number two, it doesn't require us to tear up lawns to install new cabling all the way to an individual's house.
Mentoff says the technology is now being used in 13 states. He says AT&T applies for the necessary permits when it builds these boxes, and that wouldn't change under this legislation. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.